You're listening to the 254th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing with the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Chavhei. The Pasuk says, Cherdas Adam Yitein Moikesh. The fear of a person makes a stumbling block for him, or sets up a trap. Betech Bashem Yisugov. The one who trusts in Hashem will be prosperous. Okay, so this pasuk is a very important idea, right? It's kind of saying, in the pashup shot, the very thing that we fear sometimes creates the very thing that we fear. The fear itself is what creates the fear. Brings here the Medrash Rab in Rus. It says, Keredas Adam Yitei Moikesh Mitech Bashem Yisugav brings this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Solik L'Roimi. Rabbi Akiva went to Rome. Amar the Barbe say, he said to somebody in his home, one of his household members, Azal Zavin Lichad Amila Deshavya Meshuka. He said, I want you to get me something valuable from the shuk, from the market. And I would guess that if he's going to Rome, maybe he has to give some kind of offering, something special to the Roman leadership. Azal Vaisilei Tzipar, and the person went. And, as the Mefarshim explained on the Medrash, instead of actually going to the market, the person from his household went and personally caught some birds. So he said to him, what took you so long to catch the birds? He said, because there's two different explanations here. Either it's that they cause people to be fearful, right? According to one of the explanations, they actually fly into places that are safe for them, but dangerous for the human being who's trying to catch them. Or they themselves are afraid of human beings, and as a result of the fear, so they are hard to catch. Right, so Rabbi Akiva said, he quoted this pasuk, that the fear of a person is what creates the trap. So it could mean simply that the birds were right to be fearful. They were about to be trapped. Their fear makes it hard for the person to be able to indeed catch the bird, but doesn't prevent that thing from happening. We sometimes, and I would add that we sometimes think that by being fearful of something, it's going to stop it from happening. Maybe it will motivate us to prevent that thing from happening. But if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. Brings here the Yalkut Shemini, which is also based on that same pasuk in Rus. Cherdas Adam Yitei Mokesh. What happened was that Rus had come to Boaz, where he was sleeping, and she had lied down at the end of his bed. And he woke up to find her there, and he was not expecting someone to be at the end of his bed in the middle of the night. So he was fearful, and he didn't know what was going on. Charedah shechrida rus leboyaz, shemar vayechrida ish v'yolfas, yitein moikish. So, interestingly, in this context, the same pasuk is used to teach us that it could have been something that the fact that she caused him to become fearful could have had a very negative result, but didn't hayo loy lekalala. Because he should have cursed her. He should have said something negative to her. But Boaz was a tzaddik. He was somebody who, even though he got afraid, he didn't allow the fear to overtake him, but rather, he gave a blessing to her. Nosam brocha beliboy ubercha. He was able to have and find a blessing in his heart, and he blessed her. Shenemar, Brucha at Lashem biti. You are blessed, Hashem, my daughter. Charada shehechrid Yaakov Yitzchak d'siv ayechrid Yitzchak charada. Yitzchak, when he realized that he had given the bracha to Yaakov instead of to Esav, so he was very fearful. He shook. He was trembling. And in that context as well, you should have cursed him. B'derech Hashem yisugav. Interesting thing. Hashem put in his heart to bless him. Hashem actually took away the automatic response, it sounds like, from Yitzchak, and instead Yitzchak blessed him. Shenemar gam baruch yiyeh. Yitzchak said about Yaakov that the blessing that he gave will indeed take hold. It's very interesting. So, what's the lesson for us? The lesson is that it's possible with Siyata Dishmaya. It's possible, and Bitachon is the pathway in. It's possible to access a place inside of ourselves where Hashem reassures us that everything's going to be okay, to the point that we can just give a blessing. Say, God bless you, to the very person who caused us such fear. Brings here from the Kata Kemach, very interesting thing. Very interesting, he says, not like the altar of Nevardik, but as we've said previously, there's lots of opinions. He says that even when the Jewish people are in a state of nearness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in a state of connection to Hashem, still, Klal Yisrael is misnaig, we behave in a natural way. We don't rely on Nisim. We don't act in a way which assumes that we're going to automatically get what we want. Ki roi lai l'adam l'shtadal aseis mashu biyodoi. A person should put in efforts in the things that make sense for the person to do, right? I got to pick up the fork and put the food in my mouth. Alter says that as well. Things that I can't are clearly out of my control, I should place that into Hashem's hands, as it were. If not for this fact, so Noach wouldn't have had to create an ark. Wouldn't have had to build an ark. And the Jewish people didn't really need to have the Yam Suf open up for them. You know, that's the topic of the day right now in Pesach. Why do we need the Kriyas Yam Suf? Why do we need the sea to split for us? Hashem could have just lifted them up into the heaven. Hashem wanted to do a real nes. He lifted them up and saved them that way. Brought them out of the location. Well, still, Hashem had to do something within. I mean, obviously, you know, splitting the sea is not very natural, to say the least. But to lift them up into the heavens versus having them walk through the sea on dry land, that's a different type of nes. Or the fact that Noah built a teva and he was saved miraculously in the ark, but still, there was something that was done that wasn't like so supernatural that it was out of bounds. V'chein amar Shlomo HaMelech al Bashalom, so says King Solomon, that's our pasuk, Cher das adam yitein mokeh shebetech b'shem yisugov. So he says, what's the pshat in our pasuk? The fear of the person is what causes the person to become trapped, and a person who trusts in Hashem ends up prosperous. Ha'charada sheyechor ha'adam u'siva sacheit. The fear that a person has, the trembling that a person has, is a cause for sin. V'yedus she'en yirotze b'kodesh baruch hu shleima. And it shows that a person does not completely fear Hashem. If I'm scared, it's because I know I've done something wrong. And it really should cause the person to get trapped. And that the enemy should be able to overcome him. Even though he shouldn't have been attacked by his enemy. The fear itself creates the problem. Why? Because it shows that I recognize inside of myself that I'm not deserving of Hashem's help. I was thinking of a little bit of a connectionist, and I'm not sure if somebody says it later on here, but we can say it here. If we say it again, we'll remind ourselves. But the very fact that I am afraid requires me now to put in some kind of natural effort. To be in a space of trust in Hashem, sometimes I need to do something. There's a book called The Six Steps of Bitachon. which I believe I mentioned a while ago. But in that book, he offers to us a way of getting to a space of bitachon that might involve ishtadlus, but a little less ishtadlus, so enough that we feel like now we can trust. Sometimes a person just doesn't have it all the way. They don't have that full bitachon. We need to think, what do I need to do? And of course, I need to leave space for Hashem, as it were, within myself, that Hashem should do it. But sometimes I have a charada, I have a fear. Why? He's saying it because I've done something I know is wrong and I don't deserve it. I feel like I don't deserve it. It's very much dependent on my feelings. Okay, it brings here from the Radak. A charada shalom chare b'boy alav mikra ra. Yosef loy oid moikish. Maybe this is where he says it. When a person is afraid, when something bad comes, so it creates another trap. Because a person does not have his wits about him, it's easy to trip and make a simple mistake. Right? It's easy when a person is confused, afraid. You know, you just have that fight or flight feeling. Doesn't trust in Hashem and doesn't allow himself to become overly fearful. So he'll strengthen himself even from this thing that happened. He'll be able to overcome it. He won't be stuck in the issue. So I'm checking and make sure the microphone is on here. Sorry about that. Oops, we're on. So the person makes sure to turn, even in the moment of challenge, of difficulty, of the thing that's making him nervous, in that moment, to turn to bitachon lightens the fear. The Ibn Ezra says simply, A person who is afraid and doesn't place his faith in Hashem, so then it will bring upon him the very thing that he fears. The Ralbag says like this, Cherdas Adam upachdai al mashein roi lefachi mimenu yigrei mekish v'nezek. The fear of a person and his fear about something that he shouldn't really be fearful of can cause him a trap and damage. Let's say, as an analogy, a person finds, as he's going along, there's someone bad he meets on the way. Right? Guy's walking along and he sees a bandit, a robber. As soon as the bandit sees that you're afraid, the bandit knows, oh, I got this guy. I can take away all of his money. He knows he can already overcome him. Brings here in the note of the Maharal, B'chidushei Agadais, Hezbir Zeh L'Darkoi. It's in Baba Metzia, Daf Lama Gimel Mebeis. Gam Davar Zeh Atzmai, Shuvan Afila, Amar Avishayinim, Shayira Mizeh Mevi L'Deza. Yishan explained that the very fear brings to the thing that he fears. Ki im yikach adam luach echad shaleitz. He gives an example of somebody who, let's say, wants to get across a river. So he has a wooden board. Unichal anar, lavor anar, and a kotza lakotza. He puts it on the river in order to go from one end to the other. Karevul anafila kasher aver lav. If he's trying to try to surf on this, maybe he's saying. So he's much more likely to fall. But that same exact board, if he was standing on the earth, on the land, he wouldn't fall. It's because the very thought that a person has of falling is what creates the problem. Because the mind is what creates things. We create with our minds. We can actually create the thing that we fear with our minds. The Ralbag continues, But a person who trusts in Hashem and is not fearful because of the power, the strength of his bitachon in Hashem, afilu b'mesha roi l'fach mimena b'ofin ma, doesn't allow himself to get afraid even of something that he should be afraid of. He instead places his trust in Hashem. Hinehu yisugov. So that person will be prosperous. Yischazik limali me'arahu. He'll be strengthened to escape from the evil. Mashatimsa b'David, sheyischazik b'lekav, l'dov acharei ha'gedud. As we find by King David, he strengthened himself in his God to run after the members of a foreign army, Shasarfut Siklag, that they had burnt his city where he was staying. They had come back. Here he explains on the bottom, Kashabah, Amalik Visarf Yir Siklag, Vishavis Anoshim. They took the women captive. They were crying incessantly until they had no more power to cry. King David's two wives were captured. David was very upset. People were extremely upset, all the men that were with him, about their children that had been kidnapped. Pasuk finishes off and says that King David strengthened himself in Hashem. He redoubled his bitachon, his belief that Hashem would take care of him. And they ran after the Amalekim, and they were able to destroy the Amaleki people who had taken their and captured their family. They were able to bring back the captured. He brings here from the Kara Kemach. Ksiv, Mi ha'ish ha'yarei v'rach ha'levav yelech yashu le'besoy. Pasuk says, in regards to going out to war, that if someone feels weak in their faith, someone feels weak and is scared to go out to war, they should go home. They shouldn't go out to war. Because that person feels that the people who he's fighting against are very strong, he sees their powerful encampment, could be he believes intellectually that everything is in Hashem's hands. Right, but because of his lack of bitachon, he hasn't developed his trust in Hashem to the point where he feels calm. But rather, his heart is weak. His nature is calling him really away from the war. So the pasuk says that he needs to go back. And that's our pasuk, that the fear of a person creates a trap. When a person is afraid of people, it's a sin to his soul. And it's a sin like Maikish. And it creates a trap. And strengthens the enemy on him. And it brings the problem to him. Because a person should not be afraid of the strength of a human being. We should not allow ourselves to fear. But a person who trusts in Hashem will be prosperous. He'll be saved. He'll be saved from the difficulty, from the trouble that he's in because of the reward for his bitachon. Even though this thing that he was afraid of should have come, but if a person, it should have happened to him, it should have caused, damaged him, but if a person has bitachon, person has faith, so then the very thing that he fears originally strengthens himself with bitachon, the thing that he fears is released. It gets away. When I release my fear and I place my trust in Hashem, it opens the channel for Hashem, as it were, to be able to come into my life and to take away the very thing that seemed like it would cause me damage. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.